Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, January 6th. Welcome, everyone, to 2022. Good to have you here with me, and I'm happy to be with you all here on a super wet day here in the Pacific Northwest. We've had rain and a lot of it for days. We're, you know, they're to the point of where we're talking about, you know, lots of flooding and things. So it is very, very wet here, which, you know, we're used to. So, and I know I keep trying to tell myself, I know this is good. Come summertime, I'm going to be happy that we got all this rain this winter. So that's what I try to keep telling myself as I'm sopping wet walking to my car. We've also got Cindy with us today, and I'll say hello to her in just a moment. But before we do that, I would like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We've almost always got a website or a YouTube channel or some sort of event or something coming up that you're going to want to be ready to write down when we talk about. So be ready for that. And please press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. By pressing one, you go up into the top of my queue and let me know that you want to talk with us. And please do that. It's really a big part of what our show is about is talking with you and hearing what all of you have to share and have questions for us. So that's what we'd like you to do. Just as a reminder, we do have to keep any, questions, comments, testimonials, any stories, anything like that to the horse unit with a horse and really more kind of behavioral and training and kind of stay away from the more medical side of things for the show. So with that said, I'm going to say good morning to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Rainey. Hi, everybody from the new Northwest for me. Getting used to a lot colder. Snow, so lots of adjustments here, and I'm still feeling under the weather. So I told Rainey that I wasn't much good today, but and I'm really counting on you guys to call in and keep us busy. So,
well, thanks for joining me. I sure appreciate it. And I know Tiff's not able to be on today, but she is going to have one of her distributors call in. Julie, I think it's Shaley, if I hope I'm pronouncing that wrong. If she's on, I hope that I'm pronouncing that right. I feel like I've heard Tiff say it. So hopefully if there she is. I was going to say, hopefully if she's on, she's going to press one. So we're really excited. We're going to talk to her about that. And then we've got a couple little things going on in the area that we can talk about too. So there, here's Julie. So good morning, Julie. Thanks
Hi.
For coming on.
Hi. How are you guys?
I'm great. Thanks. And I mean, we've talked with you before, I think, on the show, and I know a little bit about you. You're Western Pleasure and you're a distributor under TIFF. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Perfect. Why don't you take it just a minute and talk to us a little bit about how you came to Beamer and what you do in the horse world to start. That'd be great.
Okay. Well, my daughter and I have world champion Palominos, and it was back in 2019. Tiff was on me about this new device, and at that point it was the version 2 blanket. And and we were hauling for the all around in the nation. And so I found out somebody in my city had one they were using on cattle, and they didn't want it anymore. So they were willing to allow me to make some payments because I was very skeptical, horribly skeptical about this. And so we went to the World Show, and we used it in July, right before the World Show, went to the World Show. She was the golden horse, which is the all-around for the 14 to 18. And then we just kept using it on her mare, and, of course, my gilding as well, and ended up at the end of the year putting on, 22,000 miles or something. And and I both ended up with the all-around in our respective divisions, but we didn't have any issues with our horses. We didn't have any lameness issues. We didn't have any soreness issues. And what really did it for me was thinking back to the five kids before Ellie, before the year she hauled, all five of those kids ended up with horses at the end of the year that were lame. And we didn't. Huh. So I was like, okay, there's got to be something to this. So in February of 2020, I got in on one of the last in-person academies. I flew to Palm Springs because I had friends that winter out there. And then when I got back from the academy, I purchased the version 3 set. And I still have both sets. I use my version 2 set on my pregnant mares and my mares that are wannabe mamas. And then I keep my other set for my show horses. But and then from then on, you know, I took it to the shows, and then I had all these, you know, Pally people that were, you know, what the heck, because we were winning and we were doing really well. And they were like, well, okay, what is this thing? And so I sold a number of sets to my Western Pleasure friends. And I think it's finally starting to get some legs in Western Pleasure land. I know there's a big trainer in Florida that now has it. And that's been the hard part is, you know, you guys talk and a lot of people will reference the hunter jumpers and the barrel racers. And I'm like, somebody needs to get on and talk about Western Pleasure horses. Because, you know, when I was breaking out my two-year-old last spring, I used it on him every day. And he has been by far the easiest two-year-old that I broke out. He's the third one I've broke out. He was the easiest horse to break out, and I know it was because he was getting beamered. So he went on last summer to, as a two-year-old, he was third in the world in the junior hunt seat, and we finished the season, the high point. As a two-year-old, he finished the high point in junior hunt. So,
wow.
You know, my horses are, they're just healthy. They feel good. You know, we're in a lull right now. This morning it was 10 below, and that was just the air temperature in northern Iowa. But in the wintertime, I'm having a lot of benefit just using it a couple of times a week, maybe not as rigorously as I use it during the season. But also with some of these younger horses like weanlings and yearlings that are having growing issues. And so I've been using the cuffs on their back, you know, things like that, and they just melt. It's so fun to see the babies when they just melt when the beamer goes on. So that's kind of my story. I don't know if that was too long.
No, that's perfect. No, that was great. And, you know, it's funny because the horse world is such a small world, but also it's so, like, segregated. So it's one of those things that if you talk to the hunter jumpers, they're like, oh, you know, we don't talk to the, you know, Rainers and we don't talk to the Western Pleasure and everyone wants, you know, their own group of, like, a representative that says you should use this in their own kind of genre. So it's kind of a funny little world. But I'm glad that we're kind of trying to, you know, get out into some of those other genres and really kind of spread this out. And it's good to hear that now it's kind of taken a foothold in the Western Pleasure. That's great because it's sometimes so hard to make those jumps to those other disciplines for some reason. So
I'm glad. Really disappointed. I talked to you guys, I think, in September or something. I was supposed to be on the team that went to the Congress, and I ended up getting horrible COVID. That knocked me out for like 3 weeks in October, so I didn't get to go to the Congress. So I'm really hoping next year I can make that team and head out there. Because, of course, there's lots of people I know that show out there in the Western Pleasure and in the hunt seat event. So.
Well, one of the things I'm glad to have talked about, Julie, is, you know, because, you know, some of the disciplines that we've, you know, if you're talking about cutting or reining or barrel racing, breakaway, or eventing, all of those things are really, you know, people can recognize that they're really, really super demanding physically on the horses. And I think there's a misconception that, gee, well, you know, Western pleasure doesn't ask as much. And I think, again, that's a misconception because your horses still have to stay in state. And as you said, you put on 22,000 miles 1 year, and that travel is tough on the horses. So, you know, again, as Rainey said, we're delighted to say that, you know, that this, it doesn't matter what you're asking your horse to do. Beamer is a really supportive therapy to, you know, engage that parasympathetic response and help the horse's immune system still stay strong. You know, think about how many times I've been to shows where stable cough is running around, you know, and horses get, you know, it's pretty easy to communicate things in a show environment. So the more you can get your horse to be strong and, you know, in really great condition, that's how you're going to finish the year with a horse that's still competing. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I, you know, it's not just even that parasympathetic response that I get, but what it's done for some injuries that I've had to deal with, you know, some ligament issues and things like that, and the, how quickly it has really sped up the whole recovery process. I had a friend in Missouri that bought a set for me that was dealing with some things like that, and her vet was like, "What in the world have you done?" I mean, the recovery was cut in half, you know. So in terms of like Western pleasure, you know, when we're trying to really collect them up and we're going really slow and it's hard on their stifles and it's hard on their joints, their hocks, because we're trying to drive them up so hard. We don't have that explosive nature like these other disciplines do, but it's very hard on them, and this just provides that relief, like, makes them happy.
That's what I was going to say about Western pleasure. I mean, yeah, you might not think of it as one of those things where you're, you know, going all out for as, you know, as hard as you can or anything, yeah, like you said, explosive, but it's definitely a very controlled and very, you know, precise, and that, you know, a horse has to put their body in a very specific position and move a very specific way, and that is hard in its own way for sure, and definitely puts different, you know, pressures on different, like you were saying, on different joints and different ligaments and different muscles than other disciplines too. So definitely, absolutely, it's a stress on the horse to do any kind of discipline. So yeah,
it's kind of like comparing, you know, a ballerina and a football player. I mean, you
right,
know, one
exactly.
has a very explosive nature, the other one is very controlled, but the issues, you know, they're dealing with similar issues and require, you know, lots of therapies to help get over those issues. And so, you know, I know that in Western pleasure, there's a lot of people that really bank on the whole, the other PEMF device. And, but to me, that's just a Band-Aid. You know, if you, you know, what I tout to people is, if you really want to be proactive with your horse's health, this is something that you really have to look into. And I mean, our vet bills, they're just non-existent because we're being proactive and instead of having to be reactive. And so that's kind of been my big mantra is be proactive. Don't be one of those that has to react because your horse is hurt now, you know, and that this investment will pay off because you're taking care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Prevention is a lot easier to do than recovery.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's one of those things is not necessarily we're saying any other discipline is bad or not discipline, any other kind of modality is bad. It just does things different. And there's the, what you get from Beamer, you can't get from any of those other things, you know, and it, because it's so, you know, broad spectrum and it, you know, affects the body at such a base level, you get so many different things from it. So yeah, it is an amazing device. So I'm so glad that you were on today and we got to talk about several different things. I mean, both from, and how awesome is it that you guys both have horses at the end of a grueling show season like that, where you're on the road that much, that are still healthy and functioning horses. That's incredible, and what a great testimonial. I love that one. But I also really like, you know, talking about using it on the young ones and stuff. And obviously, you know, coming from the veterinary practice, I've worked on, you know, younger. One of my favorite ones was a little Palomino, or not Palomino, sorry. Yeah, I have Palomino on the brain. A little POA, a little paint POA, and he's adorable. He was about 18 months or so when I was working on him. And he had various, you know, medical things that we were kind of working on. But he came from a rescue. I mean, she rescued him out of feet of mud in a stall where he was crammed with, like, two other things. She couldn't even tell what color he was when she pulled him out. And so he had some mental stuff going on, too. And, you know, he had no manners. He was always on top of her, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he was, you know, she had trouble putting him in different kinds of pens. And so not only did it help with some of the physical things that we were specifically dealing with, but she noticed a huge change in the kind of behavioral side of that, too. And it was really, like you said, it's really, really fun to watch those young ones on it. And he was one that really responded well to kind of the higher intensities. The lower ones he really liked, but when they got up into those higher kind of intensities, he would really just, like you said, he would really just kind of relax and melt down in. So it was super fun to watch him. And so if there's people listening that aren't horse people, if you've never seen a horse have a Beamer session, you have to find a way to do that, because it's such a physical response. Like, everything you know you feel when you get on Beamer, you can see it on a horse. and there are some that are more than others, that response that you see. And the young ones, definitely, you get to see really well, in my experience.
I sold a human unit based on that. The gal shows horses with me. And so, you know, I would always beam her horse at the shows, and she'd see the reaction from him. And she was dealing with some health issues, and as well as her husband, and she was able to sell it to her husband because she's like, because of what she saw with the horse, you know, they just don't lie,
yeah.
And they can really, you know, and so they bought a human unit from me. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cindy.
You know, when you were talking about this, you know, the young rescue horse, and I was thinking, we've mentioned this in a different context, but it kind of struck me to say that, you know, using Beamer with horses that have come from either an abusive or neglecting environment, it's a way to help them learn how to trust, because you're bringing
mm-hmm.
something to them that they know feels good, they recognize it, and it's a way to establish, if people have been unkind to them, it's a way to help counteract that whole experience. So...
yeah, absolutely. It was a fun. That was a fun one for me.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like Julie. I'm going to leave your line open so that, because maybe somebody wants to chat with you, but we do have somebody who wants to call in. So I'm going to open that line.
Yeah.
But have you stay on if you can, because maybe somebody has a question for you.
I'm just picking stalls.
Okay. Perfect. All right. We've got area code 438. Area code 438. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. It's Ingrid Matheson.
Hi.
Hi there. I'm from Montreal. And I'm pretty into the horse business of Beamer, but I just, hang on. Come here, dog. Come there. I just, when you were telling the story, just talking about the young ones and the Western Pleasure and stuff, and the starting them and them starting better and mental stuff, I just had this experience
mm-hmm.
right now, which I kind of forgot about, but I recently acquired a little pony stallion, and he arrived on Christmas, and he's 11 years old, and he's literally not done anything. Like, he's not feral, because they padded him, but he doesn't even know how to lead, basically. And he had a bit of a trip. He went from South Carolina to Florida to Montreal. It took him 5 days to get here. And when he got off the bus, he was like, whoa, and it's cold. So everything bad, right? So first 2 days was interesting because he had never been studied. Like, he was just left to his own devices. Well, he went into a serious freak out of, I guess, hormonal imbalance and I'm finally landed, and what the hell is going on? So he was real steady, real real funny, and not used to himself that way for 2 days. Like, I literally didn't get near him. And on the 27th, he was calmed down, and we could now deal with him a little bit. And I started beamering him, which was, I say that so casually, but remember, he's only ever worn a halter. So just started with putting a cuff on him for 5 minutes, got it under the halter, and he kind of thought that was okay and left it at that. And he needs to wear a blanket at some point because it's cold here. He's used to South Carolina, so ended up being able to turn the blanket on. And I used a V2 because it's smaller, right, and he's 12-1. Got that on him just by turning it on and basically first putting it on his neck. Actually, I had to start with putting the blanket on the stall. That's right. I had to put it on the stall wall because I couldn't get anywhere near him. And anyway, long story short, we are now like Jane.
Before you go on, I just want to say that that was a really great step that you did, and something for rescue horses and things that I think I just wanted to kind of highlight that people can kind of do, because you get them used to what that signal might feel like, and they think, oh, that feels pretty good, and it makes that next step easier. So that's a great step. I'm so glad you did that, and I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I just did that for 3 days, and beamered his head at the same time, just on a level one, just to say, because everything's a challenge, right? I mean, like, walking, like leading, everything is new. And at 11, so you have a horse who doesn't know anything and not sure that he really needs to because he's 11.
Right.
So it's that weirdness. But, so 3 days of beamer on the wall and beamer on his head, and started being able to touch him. His skin was still really electric. Like, I couldn't touch him past his wither. He'd start striking and freaking out. But I finally did get the beamer on by just lighting it and then putting it on his neck and then finally just throwing it at him, and it landed. And his skin settled down, as I figured it would, right, because it was just so tense. So now he can be brushed. And anyway, my point is we've gone through a bunch of things. He's had days where he's cool, other days when he's really angry while he has his beamer session. And I think he's working through a lot. I mean, I think it's a huge change to come from a paddock with a shelter to our life, where he's supposed to be a breeding stallion by the summer. So he's learning how to, you know, free lunge and just be, you know, lead. And he has to learn how to free jump for a video. You know, he's working hard. But I think I feel a lot of sadness in him too, which is coming. I think he's actually enjoying his new life. But I think the beamer's bringing it out really nicely and faster. Like, we do have some weird reactions some days while we're beamering. I watch him, and if he looks like it's too much, then I just turn it off for today. But he's doing much better, and it's really helping him. Like, I don't know where we would be if I hadn't put the beamer on him. I think we'd be at a whole different place, and it wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I love that story.
Hurt too. Yeah.
Well,
everyone, breed to my pony next year. He'll be perfect.
Yeah,
he'll be the beamer pony, and he's a little Palomino.
So, you know, couple things I like about this is, you know, obviously, you know, you're put him in a better place, and he was, you know, going to be good. But sometimes there's trauma that you can't, when you're working with these guys, sometimes it's, you know, one step forward and three steps back because, you know, something,
totally.
You know, reminds them or, you know, and even still with Beamer, of course, it's going to be that as they try to work through things. And obviously, like Cindy was saying, there's trust issues and all that going on in their brain that they have to kind of work through. So anything that we can do to kind of, to keep that forward progression, you know, and help them deal with, you know, internally what's going on is incredible. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
I think it's important
that.
To realize
really that story. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be a cool little story. I think it's important for everyone to get that sort of concept of, yes, they can get yuck on the beamer because it's just part of the releasing. And it's not, don't back away and go, oh, this isn't working. Just go, okay, we'll slow it down today. We may be, you know, whatever. But you've got so much stuff, emotional, physical. I mean, he never did anything in his life, but still, he has no muscle. It's ridiculous. I started finding the triangle muscle from his spine down over his ribs in the last couple of days. Like, it wasn't there. I'm like, what is this? So there's all that physical stuff, but it does work a ton on your emotions, as we know with humans. But sometimes we mm-hmm. forget that with horses, I think. Give them the chance. But
yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, I love
that.
That's
my story,
so
and I'm glad that I heard about the Palomino story, because I totally wasn't even thinking about Dawson. I was like, oh yeah, right, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely, and I hope you come back on and share his progress, because that's such a great story, and I love so many parts of it, you know, and it is a really good, really, really great testament to, you know, what Beamer can do to help, you know, both you, obviously, in your process, but also him, you know, so.
Yeah, we wouldn't be without them. I mean, I have, what, I think 11, I don't count, I think it's 11 horses, and, yeah. Anyone that's riding or training is Beamered. And then, of course, my own standing at home get it less often because that's how we are. But, no, it's great. It's great. We have many, hardly any vet bills. I have sale horses come in that are injured, and we just start Beamering them up. Ligaments get fixed, all the stuff. Well, you know all the stuff.
Yeah.
It's all fixed. It's great.
Yeah,
oh,
thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, and please come back on. I would love a progress report on him.
Well, he'll be a slave to the Beamer for a while, because he's got a lot of changes coming. He's going to be a walk, trot, canter, and a free jump pony within 3 months, and then he goes to stallion school. So, yeah, and luckily where he's going to stallion school is one of my distributors, and she Beamers everything that walks in there. So he's going to be continuing in his world of Beamer.
Oh, good, good. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. How do I get out of here now? What do I do?
I'll mute your line. You can just stay on.
Okay.
You can just stay on.
All right,
your line. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love that story. That's such a great, just all around story. Oh.
Yeah. All right. He's a handsome little guy too. I saw his picture on Facebook, and I went, wow.
I was kind of on the Facebook page, but did you post it on the main the distributor page? I didn't see it.
I'm not sure if it's directly.
If she hasn't, and you are still on, we would love to have you post some pictures on the IBD Facebook page so that we can see him. Now that we've all talked about him, I would love to see him. That would be great. Oh, that's perfect. Okay. Well, we are at the end of our half an hour pretty much. The only thing I really wanted to chat about really quick is the kickoff event coming up this weekend. Let's see. Julie, I'm going to mute your line just for a second just because it's kind of loud in the background, but I'll open it back up for you to chat. So we do have this kickoff event coming out this weekend in your prospective areas. Obviously, you can go to the live events if they're, you know, in a location where you can get to. For me, it would be Spokane. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it in person, but I am going to do the virtual, listen to it virtually, which is always not as good, but sometimes all you can do. I wish I could be there in person. So be sure to check that out and get there live if you can. Register for those events and get there. It's this Saturday. Or listen to the virtual recording of it too. Either way, I definitely would recommend it. There's always some really, really great information. They have it separated into two things where you'll have the corporate portion, and then you'll have whichever one you register for your local kind of more regional information will be I think the second half. So be sure to tune in for those, register for those if you can. Yeah, Cindy, do you have stuff to add about that?
Yeah, it was just that, you know, Beamer Group North America sent out a notice this morning, which gives you just all the links. Register for the main event, and then you can register for the subsequent ones, the regional ones subsequently. And I'm not sure if you actually have to register in advance or if it's just that's the link you would use to get in, because I don't think they're doing advanced registrations on the regional ones. That's my assumption. So when you click on the link, it will take you to an Eventbrite. But that came out just this morning from corporate. So
yeah, Yeah, so the Eventbrite looks like where you go to actually register for the in-person live tickets. But, yeah, I did see the link also, and I couldn't see a way that you could kind of pre-register. Cindy and I were kind of talking about this before because I couldn't find a way that you could, you know, pre-register or anything for the just the virtual version of it. So I think you can just click on the link that they've sent. And if you're in the Northwest region, Bettina sent one out in her newsletter and in her kind of email she sent, but it's also in the back office, obviously, under events. And even just on that main news page, I believe, are the links too to the various ones. So they're in various places all over the place. So hopefully you can find them and tune into that this weekend, or get there in person if you're lucky enough. That would be really great. Okay, I'm going to open Julie's line back up and chat with her. Thanks so much, Julie, for coming on today. We really appreciate it. I would love to have you anytime. So if you've got any new stories or things you want to share, come on anytime. We're happy to have you.
Well, thank you. I guess the one thing that I would suggest that I found very beneficial is when you guys talk about the protocol and how to utilize the blanket. Because when I took the training in Palm Springs in 2020, the version 3 had just come out, and there wasn't a lot of information. Now, I know there's a horse academy that supposedly is coming down the pike. Is that right?
In the works, I hear, yep.
But it's not going to be the same as the human academy. It's not a two-dayer. It'll be probably half day, and it will not replace the, you know, initial academy. We'll want people to have done the actual Beamer Academy in advance. We're targeting by, you know, end of first quarter, but it takes a lot to pull this together. So hopefully it's happening. We can't promise when, but so when people say, oh, well, should I wait for that? No, you need to take the basic academy first.
Well, and I was going to say that, I mean, I listen to you guys, not usually when the show is going on, but I listen to the human stuff too. I bring it up after the show has been on, and there's so much to learn. And so, you know, I think, you know, I can't wait for the horse one to come, because I'm going to go back and listen to it. But the science, you're right, Cindy, the science behind it, you have to understand the science behind it to really make sure people understand. But I just really appreciate when you guys, every once in a while, go back and do the shows with Marlise and talk about the usage, because I had been using it, kind of overusing it, if you will. And so now it's really changed how I handle my horses and when I do it. So anyway, I appreciate you guys, and I really enjoy listening to the show.
Thank you so much, Julie, and I appreciate that feedback. That's really great to hear, and that's what we'd love to hear from you guys is, you know, what you guys get the most out of and what you want to hear more about. So I really, really appreciate hearing that, and we'll have to incorporate some more usage blog talk shows in pretty soon. So thanks so much, Julie. Okay. So, Cindy, any final words for today?
No, I was kind of looking through the Facebook pages just to see if there was something that stuck out, and there really wasn't. And so I just hope that everybody, you know, you can listen to recordings of these events, but it's not the same as being on at the same time live. There's just something about literally the energy that comes through the lines, so that where you can see people and you can feel part of it. So I really encourage, you know, for like the kickoff to say, we're going to see how, you know, what the corporate plans are for the year. We'll talk about the client relationship management and, you know, product development and what Dr. Burke is doing. And that also reminds me that Dr. Burke is already starting his wellness series next week, Monday and Wednesday. So those events are posted in the on the calendar in the distributor library. So really encourage you not just to always get kind of suckered into saying, oh, I can catch the recording. Try and catch some of these things live, and I think you'll get a different sense of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And always in person is always best. But, I mean, for various reasons, you know, that's not possible for a lot of us. So, but that live event, virtual event is still always the second best choice. So please try to do that. You will get so much out of it. Obviously, all of the corporate things, but Dr. Burka, you know, invaluable every time he talks. I learn something new, no matter how many times I've heard him. So I love listening to him. So I hope everyone can find a way to either be there in person or be part of that virtual event. And always a lot of fun when we have a lot of people in person and on those virtual events too, because you can see how many people are on and things like that. So it always makes it more fun when there's a lot of people on. So please do that. Thank you so much for our two callers that called in today. You guys were great, and I really appreciate not only you coming on and sharing your stories, but what you guys are doing with those horses and you know, helping other people, you know, get Beamer for their horses, because we can see how valuable it is on so many levels for them. So thank you both for coming on and for what you do. All right. Well, we will, Cindy, we're going to have to try to plan some more usage shows, I think,
yeah.
It sounds like. So we'll have to talk about that and see if we can get Dr. Marley Svonk back on, too, to help with that. And that will be great. So look in the future. We'll post and talk about when we're going to do some more usage calls for all of you. So sounds like that's something you guys want to hear more about. So we'll definitely work on that. But in the meantime, be sure to tune into all the rest of the days of Blog Talk. They do great things on the various days. But we will meet you all back here next Thursday. Thanks, you guys. Have such a great week.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.